Thank you for holding. Is this Wilson?
Yes.
Hi, Wilson. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I got to pull up the pricing for your state because you were supposed to go to a different agent, and somehow you ended up with me. But I'm doing well. I understand that you were speaking with one of our representatives here, Jim. He asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details. Did you have any questions about the listing, like aside from just the cost?
The cost, and also I guess I'm not at a full understanding exactly where the ads would be listed and what they would look like and everything like that, if you could.
Yeah, so have you ever done a search on Google for lawn care or landscaping?
Yes.
Okay, when you do that search, there's a map that pops up, and then there's a list of three companies next to it. It'll have like their name, address, phone number, link to their website, little red dot on the map kind of indicating where they are. Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
Okay, that's called Google Places. That's where we're talking about listing you. We had a listing that became available within our company as a Google partner, and when that happens, they give us a list of the businesses that they feel qualify, and then they pump it into our dialer system. So that's how James got your information. They're basically just going down a qualified candidates list, and they're looking for one company to fill the spot. So once we fill the spot, we close out the category. We can't work with anybody else in the area that provides the same services. Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. So on my phone here, I just looked up, like, for example, landscaping companies, and it has the businesses, and then, like you said, with the map, and then it'll say the names of some different companies. So that's essentially where we would be put.
Exactly. Yep. We list you for up to 15 different keyword terms or phrases. So landscaping would just be one of them.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
And then you can also hand select what you're found for. We customize and target the marketing strategy. So it's specific to the services that you want to be listed for, and it's specific to the area that you want to cover up to a 50-mile radius.
Okay. Now, how long after is the ad good for?
Well, as long as you're with us, we continue to do the optimization and keep you up there.
Okay. Is that like a monthly...
Yeah, it's month to month. You don't have to sign any kind of long-term contract. So everybody that's up there now is coming back at their own will each month.
Gotcha. Okay. And so how much a month would that cost?
Well, so without the discounts, it's usually $399. But because of the new in business credit that he requested for you, I could reduce it to $199.
$199 for the, okay, so for the first month, and then, well, that's for every month after that, right?
Yeah, I would lock you in at that rate. It won't go back up to $399 next month. It'll just stay $199 for as long as you're with us, and then we send that to you in writing with your invoice receipt.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're using Home Advisor right now?
Yes.
How's that going? Do you like that service?
No, I don't.
Okay. The reason I ask is if you're still on that search results page for landscaping, and you scroll down underneath where we're talking about listing you, a couple spots, there's a Angie.com and a Home Advisor listing on that page. Towards the bottom, there's a Home Advisor one. It says top 25 landscaping companies. Irmo.
Mm-hmm.
So they put themselves on Google, Home Advisor by Angie's, and then when they get a lead, they resell it to you. So those leads basically started out as people on Google, but they sell the lead to like four or five of you. I think that's the problem that you're having, and then they charge you for the leads even if you don't get the job, right?
Yeah, that's the problem we've been having.
Right. So I think this would be a nice fit for you, because if we list you independently, you don't have those problems. It's just the $199. The customers can call you directly off the first page. you know, if you get 100 calls, your bill's the same. You don't have to worry about it going up based on how many leads you're getting. And then they're not saturated. They're not being, like, dispatched to multiple other people. The fact that it's a live call should make a huge difference for you, too, instead of you having, like, leads texted to you that you got to call back and convince them to hire you.
But I think I got you. I think we'll try that out. So is that something that I do with you here over the phone?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll secure the listing with you, and then I'll have to schedule a client interview, though. The client interview is where they interview you on the keywords, the service area, and then just to make sure we're representing you properly. So that's where they do a lot of the customization. But, yeah, I'll secure the listing with you here. So on the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Wilco Lawn Care. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. So 803-497-0123?
Yes.
Okay. What's your last name, Wilson?
Corley, C-O-R-L-E-Y.
C-O-R-L-E-Y? Corley?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your business email address where I could send you, like, the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing?
Wilco Lawn Care 1, so WILCOLAWNCARE 1.
Uh-huh. It's the number 1, right? It's not spelled out?
Yes, the number 1 at Gmail.
Okay. Okay, perfect. You're already a Gmail user, too, so that'll make things real easy for you. And then Google's going to send you a postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You only got to do it one time, but that's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are, and they verify your location. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's going to be 350 Fire Tower Road, FireTower.
Okay. Road.
Yes.
And that's in Irmo? In
Irmo, yes, 29063.
Okay, I found it here. It says 350 State Road South 40-1058. Is that accurate?
If it's in Irmo, then it should be.
Yeah, it's in Irmo.
350 Fire Tower Road.
Yeah, but it turned into State Road S-40-1058. Does that ring a bell?
Yes. Yeah, that should be it. That should be it.
Okay. That was weird because I put Fire Tower Road, but then once I put in Irmo, it changed it to that address. I haven't seen that happen before, but Google Maps is pretty accurate when it comes to sending those PIN verifications, so maybe it's just how it identifies your address. You can have this address hidden or displayed on Google. Did you want to hide it, or do you want to have it displayed?
We'll hide it if it shows the area.
Yeah, you'll still get that little red dot. It just won't have the actual, like, street address, and then it'll still say, like, the city, state, and zip. They just won't have the actual, like, street address portion to be able to get turn-by-turn directions to you. Okay.
Say that last part one more time.
So we hide the street address, so that way they can't get turn-by-turn directions to you.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. And then you already have your own .com website, right?
My own website?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What's the domain name? Is it just wilcolawncare.com?
I would have to forward it to you.
Okay. I'll shoot you a text with my direct number and extension, and then you can send it to me there. There you go.
Is there actually any way that we can finish this up later on? I gotta get into my office and get some things done. I'm on lunch right now, so it's a bit of a time crunch.
Yeah, I mean, if it's something that you want to do, you know, while we have the position available, if you could give me like 2 to 3 minutes of your time, I'll go real quick, secure the spot, and then we could schedule the client interview for later today or tomorrow, whatever's best for you.
Yeah, the client interview first, tomorrow will be fine.
Okay, but in order for your company to get the spot and take it off the board, we have to secure the position, so... You have to do the first month's payment of the $199. I could send you the receipt and everything in writing, and then, like I said, I'll schedule your client interview for tomorrow. That way you can get back to work.
Okay.
All right. So I texted you my number. If you can send over the website when you get a chance, I'll attach it to your Google Business profile so that way the customers can use it. If you ever have a problem with your site, I can also provide one for you. It wouldn't be any extra charge. It's just something we would want you to have if you have the first page placement on Google. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, how did you want to do that?
Via debit.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
The business name.
Okay, so it says Wilco Lawn Care. And is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
That's correct.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you.
Okay. Four, zero,
2630. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0526.
Okay, and there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
158.
Okay, and I'm going to send you the invoice receipt. It's going to be processed in the exact amount of $199. There won't be any additional charges throughout the month, so everything's included. That'll cover you all the way up until the 2nd of December. At that time, it'll automatically renew again at the discounted price of $199. You can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract or anything like that.
Does it do automatic payment?
Yeah, it's set up to automatically process each month on the second day.
The second day of each month.
Yep, because today's the 2nd, so this payment's going to cover you all the way up until December 2nd. And then it says that right. you can discontinue or cancel at any time. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Okay?
All right, so, sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Now, 1 second, though. The client interview usually takes like 30 to 45 minutes. What's a good time tomorrow? I can have the technician walk you through that. Or I'll actually call you first, and then I'll transfer you to the technician.
Good. 12:30.
Okay. Can I? How about 12 to 1? Because it's got to be an hour window.
Yeah. Vanilla milkshake, extra fries. You said 12 to 1, sir.
12 to 1. Yeah. We want to have an hour window, just in case you have extra questions or the call goes over.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. I'm gonna send you an invitation to your Gmail. And then I'm also going to send you the invoice receipt and the outline of your agreement in writing. You have my number in your text messages, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, or if anything pops up or changes, just let me know, okay? You could always call into me directly. I'll be walking you through the campaign until we have everything set up.
All right, sounds good. Well, I look forward to talking to you tomorrow between the time window and 12:00.
Yeah, 12 to 1. I'm going to send you the calendar invitation right now. And then if you need to communicate via text message after this call, you can still text me and I can communicate to you there just to make sure we're on the same page with everything. Okay?
Sounds good.
All right. I'll talk to you soon. You made a great decision. Okay? You have a great rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Bye, Wilson.
Bye-bye.